You're listening to Irish Radio Canada's Home and Abroad, and I'm in the offices of Kenos in Belfast. And Kenos have a Canadian connection. I'm sitting with Catherine Balthorn. Catherine is going to fill me in, first of all, what Kenos does, what the relationship is with Canada, and how they hope to grow that relationship. And good morning. Thanks a million for taking the time to have a chat.
Thank you, Austin, for having me.
So what does Kenos do?
So Kenos are an IT company based, and we started off from Queen's University in Belfast, and then we've grown over the last 36 years.
Right.
Really, we started off with a small number of people, and it's very much a Northern Ireland company. We're one of the only companies in the FTSE 100 in Ireland, actually. And our growth trajectory was mostly around public sector in the UK, and just hit that sweet spot of digital transformation. You know, taking manual processes and a lot of government processes,
okay,
and then making that online and, you know, a better experience for citizens,
okay,
really. And we started back in 2018. Just taking it back a little bit. So there's two main parts to Kenos. There's the digital services element, which does that sort of digital transformation, AI, cloud migration, engineering, you know, really solving tough problems and fixing them and sorting them and delivering a better service with IT and technology. And then there's our product business, and we have a services business with Workday, which is a big, you know, I don't know if you've heard of it. It's a it's a big HCM solution, and so we're a trusted partner for Workday for implementing those services. And then we've also got a product that we share with Workday. It's WorkSmart. It's a automated tool for testing Workday implementation, and really speeds that up for customers as well. So there's two parts of the business. And then we started, we wanted to move into North America. We wanted to move into Canada particularly. And we started, we set up an office in Toronto, and, you know, in 2018, and grew our Workday services part of the business, and that went really well. And then in 2022, we decided, you know, just looking at the market in Canada, there was a lot of similarities with the UK gov and public sector and healthcare market that we'd worked, you know, and done so well with in the UK. And so we thought we'd bring all of that knowledge and skills and experience, and then do the same in Canada, because we had a lot of credibility.
So, Catherine, when you say it was in part the product range and service range, is the migration of what would have been hard copy.
Yes, a lot of
paper. Given that processes. You guys are around as long as you are, I wouldn't have thought there was not a lot of hard copy left.
You'd be surprised.
Well, I am. So, really, in current processes, are you looking or catering to what would be historical data or archival data rather than current processes, or are there still an awful lot of current processes that are done on pen and paper?
Yes, there are. There's still pockets of very manual, office labour-intensive processes, and I suppose we're particularly doing a lot of work in Nova Scotia with their government department. We've just we're part of the road and motor vehicles licensing department, and really translating a lot of the services they had. So people, for example, had to go in to offices to book a driving test, you know, for example. So we've brought that book a road test service all online,
okay,
and just streamlined that service to make it really efficient and modern,
okay,
for citizens. And we do a lot of work with Nova Scotia Health as well, again just bringing their data together, modernising services, and they have an app that citizens can use as well now. So there's a lot of different areas that we can bring the experience we have with the UK, because in a lot of ways it's the same modernisation that some of the Canadian provinces want to do that we have already done in the UK with some departments here. It's departments You know, in the UK, we're across all departments, really. You know, we've built the passport service, MOT, the NHS app, the modernised court service, registry service. So the list goes on and on. I think everybody.
So then it's part of the service, the app development also.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's a combined.
Yeah, yeah. We can do end to end, right through.
Okay. So then, given what you just mentioned, also, and the big two words we're all hearing nowadays, as if they were new, being artificial intelligence.
Yes.
Does something like AI then either enhance what you do or threaten some of what you do?
I'd say it enhances it, and we put a lot of them. I'd say we've been working with AI probably for the last 10, 12 years as well. So we're you know, seen as a real thought leader, I suppose, in AI. And we work with government as well and some AI governance strategies and leadership. You know, Kenneth are involved in those meetings, and we've got a seat at the table in those because of our experience. And I very much being built into our delivery processes now. So as well as how we're delivering software, it's also we're working with clients to sort of solve problems with AI and build solutions with AI as well. It's very much at the forefront of what we do now as well.
So then on the development of the processes that you do create, does AI likewise present opportunity for growth, both in staff numbers, because you need those particulars, and also in end product opportunities?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, we're absolutely growing our skills in AI, continuing to grow, and as we bring, you know, our focus is very much on entry level, and then we bring people in, graduates, and then, you know, skill them and grow them. But the latest cohorts are coming in with very much, they're starting off with AI, you know, and growing that experience. So there's definitely opportunity for growth in terms of people. And then our product, we're starting to, you know, build some AI products and accelerators as well that we can leverage in the market too, and then we can bring that. So even in Canada, we can, leapfrog in a way what we've done in the UK, because we've got AI at our fingertips now as well. So we can do things a lot faster, and bring the knowledge we have in the UK, modernisation, digital transformation, but with the lure of AI now as well. So we can speed up those products.
So with the benefit of hindsight. You mentioned that you were working and recognizing that AI was last 10, 12 years.
Mm.
So with the benefit of hindsight, was there a challenge 10, 12 years ago, looking down the road, saying things are going to change and this is the direction that we're going, and we need to get buy-in from, be it investors or others, to be innovators?
I think we've always recognized that, you know, that we need to keep ahead of new technologies. So we're always seen as innovators and thought leaders and using the very latest technology, and AI is just one of them as well. And you know, I'd say the pace of change in AI is incredible, and we've always been keeping an eye to that, you know, even from 10, 12 years ago. So always using the most modern technology available to us at the time. And then we have a team of people, and that's their job. Basically, they're like a catalyst and innovator team. They're always looking ahead to see what do we do next, you know. So is it, we're coming along in delivery and selling our, you know, services, that we can bring the very latest technology and innovation to our customers, you know. And I'd say it's probably been one of the main reasons for our growth and success, both here and in Canada. You know, we've scaled up.
So you also mentioned that you morphed out of Queens.
Yes.
Obviously, then there's some type of a hub and incubation
yes,
scenario
yeah.
in Queens
yes.
that this evolved from?
Yes, so we started from Cubes. I think it still exists, actually. And then that, there was an offshoot of a small number of people. And, you know, with the remit of let's solve really complex problems with technology and make a real difference to people's lives, you know, and citizens' lives. And we've just really grown from there, because I'd say part of our sort of unique selling point is the quality of the people we have mm-hmm. in Kainos. And in Canada, we're trying to sort of replicate that model, and you're recruiting a lot in Canada, but you know, being careful how we recruit.
Mm-hmm.
And then also in the last 2 years we've started working with the universities in Canada to bring in graduates as well, so I think
okay.
we have probably close to 10-20 now in the team, and just really starting to replicate the sort of great success we had here,
right,
and do the same in Canada, and that's going really well. We've acquired a company just towards the end of last year, Davis Pier, a consulting firm based in Nova Scotia, who've worked in sort of know the region, I suppose,
yes.
know Canada, know how it operates, and they've got a lot of skills in policy and government policy and public sector and change management and things like that. So it was a really nice blend. So we've acquired that company, I think, back in last September. And so that's brought our headcount in Canada up to, for digital services, I think we're 200 people.
Right.
And then with our Workday element in Toronto, we're probably close to coming up to 400 people now in Canada.
Right.
So really starting to scale out, and we definitely see it as a future for us,
yeah.
you know, and want to hire local people that
right.
that you know use the services and you know have the skills as well. So we definitely see Canada as a real growth area for us.
You mentioned Nova Scotia and you mentioned Toronto, and again, one of the things you would be very aware of is the differences in provincial
yes.
practices
yes.
and requirements in Canada.
Uh-huh.
And the need for local knowledge becomes very important in that scenario.
Very much so. So part of our strategy is to have people working on our projects that are close to client. And, you know, if they're citizens of that province, it definitely helps, because they're, you know, they've got the skills, but also they're very invested.
Yes.
You know, we have people that worked on the Booker Road test service that had teenagers going through the service
right.
in Nova Scotia, for example. So it definitely helps as well, people with local knowledge and,
yeah.
and where they see the pain points really with the existing service and how we can modernise that and make it better.
Right.
So
right.
it's definitely, I suppose our strategy at the minute is in Nova Scotia and Atlantic provinces, and then Ontario, just
right.
starting to do some work with some government departments in Ontario too, and continue to grow there
right.
as well. So it's very exciting times.
So it's the land of opportunity.
It absolutely is, and you know, Canada are lovely people as well, which also helps. You know,
and there is has been a tremendous relationship
yes.
between Canada and Ireland and
yes.
Northern Ireland. So
yes,
doors open.
The door is open, and we've you know, we've been able to even make some connections with some of the UK customers we have with some of our Canadian customers, you know, their counterpart
right.
in departments in Canada, and they've got a lot from those sort of connections as well. You know, we've, for example, we've had a meeting a few months ago of Nova Scotia health leaders with NHS leaders that we
okay.
work with, and they're starting to learn from each other and, you know, work together a little bit, you know, to bring all those benefits as well, and knowledge sharing. So there's sort of an extra benefit really with working with us, with our experience and the work we've done in the past. So yeah, it's very exciting times.
Fascinating. Catherine, I want to thank you for taking the time. It's great
no
chatting
problem.
With you. If anyone wants to learn a little bit more, where should we, what's the website?
Yes, so it's kainos.com if you have a look, and if absolutely open to anyone wanting to connect with me separately, it's Cathy.Hawthorne@kainos.com. More than happy to have a chat.
And that's Kainos with a K.
Kainos with a K.
K-A-I-N-O-S.
Yes.
Indeed.
Yes. It's lovely to talk to you today.
Thanks a million.